Chapter 3. Personal Values. In 2005, Donald Trump flew to Colorado to give a motivational talk. Accompanying him were his wife, Melania, and a violent convicted felon and swindler named Felix Sater, who was helping Trump make two major development deals in Denver. Trump and Sater gave interviews to the Rocky Mountain News, interviews that would prove to be significant a few years later. The three took a limousine an hour north to Loveland, solidly Republican territory where more than 1,000 people had paid to hear Trump's advice on how to succeed in life and business. Motivational speakers like Zig Ziglar and Tony Robbins work up audiences with carefully crafted talks. They make lofty appeals to people about vanquishing inner demons so a better self can flourish and dreams of success can morph into reality. Trump's talk was nothing like that. For more than an hour, Trump let fly one four-letter expletive after another. He had no prepared text, much less a rehearsed presentation. He ripped into the location and functionality of the Denver International Airport. The rambling remarks were rich with denunciations of former wives and former business associates. In vilifying a former employee, saying she had been disloyal, Trump gratuitously described her as ugly as a dog. "I have to tell you about losers," Trump told the audience. "I love losers because they make me feel so good about myself." Had Loveland's Bixpo 2005 conference invited a loser to speak, he assured the crowd, the fee would have been $3 rather than the freaking fortune paid to Trump. However large the speaking fee had been, it did not motivate Trump to show enough respect for the paying audience to prepare even a simple outline. Many in the crowd said afterward that none of his talk was useful and certainly not uplifting. However, within Trump's inchoate vitriol, some in the audience did identify two recommendations on how to succeed in life and business. First, Trump advised, trust no one, especially good employees. Be paranoid, he said, because they are going to try to fleece you. It was strange advice, as some in the audience told local reporters afterward, because trust is central to market capitalism. Business people known for being trustworthy attract better workers who in turn make their businesses run better.